Advanced subjects talk about the time of conjunction, when they will join the most sacred ones. In this sphere of dense purple light, there is an all-knowing presence. Dr. Linda Backman received training from Dr. Michael Newton, and since 1993 has conducted her own research into the life between lives. Her work serves as a valuable source of independent, professionally obtained data that corroborates the results Newton gained in his own practice, although she focuses on the more highly advanced souls. One of her main conclusions is that these people often take on very difficult lives as a way of dramatically increasing their own rate of spiritual growth. Reincarnation. Have we lived before? Is there any proof that we return to a new body in another lifetime after we die? In this case, we have very reliable and extensive scientific data. Dr. Ian Stevenson, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Virginia School of Medicine, spent more than 40 years tracking down over 3,000 children who experienced specific, detailed memories of their alleged past lives. Many of these children were able to tell Dr. Stevenson what their names used to be, as well as who their alleged friends and family were. They often revealed how and where they died, along with many other astonishingly specific details that could easily be proven or disproven by investigation. Personality and behavioral quirks carried over from one apparent lifetime to another, and the children bore a surprising facial resemblance to whomever they said they had been before. Over and over again, Dr. Stevenson found the names the children gave were correct. The surviving relatives could be tracked down. Their faces looked similar to their suspected past lives, and the specific details all checked out. One Lebanese girl was able to remember the names and precise interrelationships of 25 different people she claimed to have known before without ever having had any contact with them or anyone who knew them in her current life. Respected academics like Dr. Jim Tucker, medical director of the Child and Family Psychiatric Clinic at the University of Virginia, have said that reincarnation is the most likely explanation for the strongest cases. Dr. Tucker is considered the worthy successor to Dr. Ian Stevenson and has continued his research, including many new cases, with a focus on documentable evidence, such as specific details that can be verified from the children's memories, or matching birthmarks. Our new bodies often have visible birthmarks in areas where our alleged former selves were mortally wounded. And facial recognition software, allowing Dr. Tucker to prove that they do both look the same. Since these cultures believed in reincarnation, the children did not receive any hypnotic suggestions, telling them to overlook or dismiss any memories they may have had. Skeptics can and do write off such accounts as anecdotal and unverifiable in nature. But Dr. Ian Stevenson's 40-plus years of scientific research provided solid proof that reincarnation is real. Just as the adherents of Hinduism, Buddhism, and even Orthodox Judaism have often believed. The implications are stunning and absolutely central to our main theme in this book. It means you can look yourself in the eye, standing in front of a mirror, and say, "I will always exist," with a deep inner knowing that this is true, without the hidden fear of non-existence hanging over your head. You will soon lead a much happier life. If you are willing to try out certain practices, you can have personal experiences that will confirm this greater truth for you, and which may ultimately cause you to wonder if we are all living in a global lucid dream.